This is Dr. Singh. I'm doing a psychiatric evaluation dictation of a patient named Sydney, S-I-D-N-E-Y, Koseba, K-O-S-E-B-A, date of birth is 12/4/1959, date of evaluation is 2/25/2022, HPI history page, complaint psychiatric evaluation, requested for history of confusion, period admitted to this facility on Risperdal. Next paragraph, history of present illness. This is a 62 years old male who was initially admitted here on 12/8/2021 and readmitted on 2/1/2022. Patient chart indicates history of COVID-19. History of acute respiratory failure, COPD, unspecified congestive heart failure, hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, history of pulmonary embolism. Patient was very pleasant during my evaluation. He reports that he became unconscious at home and his neighbors called EMS. Patient reports that he was admitted to Henry Ford Detroit Maine Hospital and reports that he was told that his body was turning purple and people thought he was, quote, dead, unquote. Patient also talked about history of COVID and being in isolation for a couple of weeks period. He did not know why he is taking Risperdal period. He denied any persistent feelings of sadness, depression, hopelessness period. Sleep and appetite is fair period. He denies any paranoia, delusional thinking, hallucinations at this time period. He reports that he does not have any family around. He reports that he worked as a bartender at Burton Manor. He talked about his siblings are deceased. He reported that he had a dog which was adopted out. He reports that in the past he was prescribed Lexapro for depression. He also reports that he had a pacemaker placed and had bradycardia. He reports that he used to drink alcohol, but not lately. The patient believes that he's getting stronger and healthier. The staff reports no behavioral problems and no reports of patient crying or experiencing any persistent sadness. Next paragraph, review system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, gastrointestinal, genital, urinary, musculoskeletal, skin, neurologic, endocrine, heme allergy, non-reported, past psychiatric history, prior outpatient psychiatric treatment. Denied prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, denied prior to psychiatric hospitalization, denied prior to suicide attempts, denied. Next paragraph, social history, current relationship, single, number of children, zero. Current employment reports that he worked as a bartender at Burton Manor. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic test, review, clinical form, and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, medical history, as reported, history of acute respiratory failure, COPD, combined systolic and diastolic heart failure, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, hyperlipidemia, COVID-19, history of pulmonary embolism, surgical history not known, family history not known, tobacco history, denied alcohol history, reports that he used to drink but not anymore, substance abuse history denied, next paragraph, current medications, MAR reviewed, Risperdal 0.5 milligram HS, next paragraph, blood pressure 132 or 79, pulse 91, 8.1, respiration 18, next paragraph, general overweight male, demeanor cooperative, motor movements, weakness, gait, sitting, speech clear, mood euthymic, effect broad, thought processes intact, association normal, thought content normal, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness alert, oriented at times 3, memory intact for recent and remote events, fund of knowledge, fear, judgment and insight, fear, sleep and appetite, fear. Next paragraph, assessment, psychosis. Next paragraph, unspecified psychosis not due to substance, known physiological condition, F29, plans, I would recommend a decrease in Risperdal to 0.25 milligram HS with plans to DC Risperdal if he remains free of psychotic symptoms. Disposition, ongoing follow-up with the attending physician for medical management. Peer staff needs to encourage participation in activities, OTPT as per care plans. Peer notify our service for any persistent mood changes, delusional thinking, hallucinations with decrease in Risperdal. We'll follow with you. Procedure code 99305 under supplemental administrative check. Common side effects of antipsychotics, risk benefit statements. Based on findings of my assessment above, study goals, benefits of recommended psychotropic drug intervention outweighs the risk as reported above. End of dictation.